Honorable Mr. Johnson, I'm hearing.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Ms. Jones. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me good? Ms. Jones?
You're cutting out.
Is this any better?
It's just really hard to hear you.
Is this any better, Ms. Jones?
Yes.
Is that better?
It's kind of better, yes.
Can you hear me and understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Jones, could you please state your name and your AEDC number for us for the record?
My name is Brianne Jones, and my AEDC number is 230-665.
Okay. Ms. Jones, you're the man before the answer on the board of the executive clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, and my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel lead today, okay?
Okay.
Ms. Jones, prior to your hearing today, you signed and received a notification advising you of this board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form?
Did I receive it?
Yeah, did you sign a form notifying you of this hearing today?
Yes, I did.
On that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay. Also with us today is Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Correction as well as your parole office, okay?
Okay.
At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you swear to affirm?
Yes.
I do, and at this time, the department would like to advise the board that Ms. Jones has been convicted of a new felony for drug paraphernalia and is currently serving a sentence of 6 months.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Weston. Okay, Ms. Jones?
Yes.
Your hearing today will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
Okay.
All right, you have four allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm sorry. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to say whether the allegation is either true or false. You understand what I'm asking, Ms. Jones?
Yes.
Okay. The first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Conditions of Supervision number 5 as demonstrated by your having control of methamphetamine on or about November 24, 2017. Is that true or false?
That's false.
Okay, that's false. The next allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Conditions of Supervision number 5 as demonstrated by your having control of a hypodermic syringe on or about November 24, 2017. Is that true or false?
That's false.
Okay. I also noticed you stated that both of those allegations are false, but you also wouldn't have the opportunity to state because you do have a DR number attached as well as a booking number that you could have stated that is either true or false or you couldn't take in the film. But since you said both of those statements are false, I'm going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Westby, and get some additional information, okay?
Okay.
On November 24th, 2017, Officer Kaylee of Lake County CPD arrested Jones, Brianne, ADC number 230665 at 1700 McCullough Boulevard, North Lake Havasu City, Arizona, 86403, the Daisy Hotel. Defendant was arrested for possession of drugs and possession of drug paraphernalia. For police report number 170-7812, Officer Kaylee arrived to room 241 at Days Inn Hotel and observed the offender going into the bathroom. Officer Kaylee asked the offender to exit the bathroom when the officer discovered a plastic sandwich bag with white crystal substance residue identified as methamphetamine inside of the bathroom trash can. Also discovered inside the bathroom was a beer can containing several white crystal flakes floating in a can. Beer can was taken by Officer Kaylee to the Lake Havasu Police Department for testing and tested positive for methamphetamine. Also discovered by LECPD was a black purse containing several hypodermic syringes.
So, Ms. Jones, what are you saying is not true about that?
The hypodermic syringes belong to somebody that was there named Danielle Cunzidis. Those were her bags, and whatever was in that bathroom was not my hotel. And further, when I spent 5 months in county, the Department of Public Safety tested that alleged beer can substance, and it came back negative for no dangerous drugs. And they still gave me a possession of paraphernalia charge for some trash that was in the bathroom, and it legitimately was not mine and not my hotel room.
Okay. Let me go to allegation number two then.
On November 24, 2017, Officer Taylor, Lake Havasu PD, arrested Jones, Brianne, number 230665 at 1700 McCullough Boulevard, North Lake, Havasu City, Arizona, 86403. Days in hotel. Federer was arrested for possession of drugs and possession of drug paraphernalia. Per police report number 1707812, Officer Kaylee arrived to room 241 at Days Inn Hotel, observed the offender going into the bathroom. Officer Kaylee asked the offender to exit the bathroom when the officer discovered a plastic sandwich bag with white crystal substance residue identified as methamphetamine inside the bathroom trash can. He began a search for other items. In a black purse with a white case were several hypodermic syringes with a blue rubber strap.
And so, you still say that that's false, Ms. Jones?
Nothing in that hotel room was mine.
Okay, so you have had an extra 6 months added onto your sentence for possession of drug paraphernalia. Is that?
Yeah, they charged me with dangerous drugs and paraphernalia, and I sat in county for 5 months, and they eventually dropped the F-4 because it was manifest injustice because there was no dangerous drugs, but they basically just said, if you sign for the paraphernalia charge, we don't have to take it to trial, you can just go back to prison and show your number, and they just made it sound all good, so I just signed it so I could come back and get out of prison on July 22nd, and I could have fought it because I was innocent on it, but I just was impatient and I wanted to just come back here and just get out and get on with my life.
Okay, but you signed the plea agreement?
Yes, I did.
Okay, all right. All right, then based on the information contained in the warrant number 2017W4043A as in Adam, along with the information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby, along with the conversation with Ms. Jones, I am going to make the motion and move to find that Ms. Jones was delinquent, that she did violate the terms and conditions of a supervision, and that she may have lapses about the lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Oh, you've got
my mic. Second. Mm-hmm. I can barely hear you.
Ms. Jones.
I'm sorry. Yes.
And I'll repeat it again. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, based on the information contained in warrant number 230665, as well as the Russian ADC number 2017, based on information contained in warrant number 2017W4043A as an Adam, that I made the motion to revoke your community suit. Not to revoke, I'm just going, man, am I just having one today? I made the motion that you did violate the terms and conditions of your supervision based on the information contained in that warrant, based on the information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby, and based on the conversation that we had with you, that you were in violation of your the terms and conditions of your community supervision. I made the motion, it was seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse and agreed on by Mr. Quinones, Dr. Ryder, and Mr. Neil, and we're going to go into phase two of your hearing, okay?
So when am I getting out?
You will be, you have, because you have the new felony and you have the 6 months that you actually have in there, I don't know when you...
She has a tentative CSBD of July 22nd, 2018. She has an approved residence. That's the earliest that would, she would be able to get out. Her current CSBD is past that, so, or I mean prior to that. So I'm looking here. I believe that's what it says, was a CSBD. But she would have to verify with time cop. She would have to have a CO3 to verify with time cop.
Okay, so basically, we have like the earliest release date that we have for you right now is July 22nd of 2018. However, that would have to be able to be verified with your CO3 and time comp that it would be released. But based on the information that we have, I'm also going to make, because you do have, you did have that felony that you did the plea agreement to for possession of drug paraphernalia, that we're going to find, move to find that to revoke your community supervision, that you were in violation, that you were delinquent, violating the terms and conditions of your supervision, and have lapse of the mouthful lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, so we have a tentative date of July 22nd of 2018 that you will be released. At that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. However, you do need to verify those dates with time comp as well as your CO3, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Jones. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time.
Okay.
And please put the CO3 back on the phone, please, ma'am.